doing this. Welcome everybody to another episode of the Game of Traffic Show. I'm your host, Mike Sampson, chilling with my co-host.
Simply Amazing, how am I doing today?
Everybody, good for Mr. Amazing. As you said before, Mr. Amazing, what?
We back.
Sorry for us, a little hiatus. Holiday stuff. So a lot of stuff has happened, Mr. Amazing, since we've been going. Amazing, guess what's going on? Another hack. DZO, damn ransomware. We won't mention the people's name, but they hacked Insomniac. They wanted, how much was it? $2 million and how much of Bitcoin?
About 50 Bitcoins.
I didn't know 50 Bitcoins worth $2 million.
I know something new as well.
Damn it. And now they got stuff that they leak out Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much they leaked out Insomniac's 10-year plan, which is kind of messed up, man.
Well, up to 2033, I believe?
Yeah, pretty, 2033, yeah.
Ten-year plan,
man.
Damn. And right now they're saying that, reports are saying that the Wolverine game is actually being downloaded and playing, guess what, on what system?
What system?
Xbox Series S and X.
Get out of here.
Yes, Mr. Amazing.
But that's in the early stages, though.
It's an alpha phase.
Yeah.
But, you know, people are curious. And, you know, if you're an Xbox person, you're not going to play a Wolverine game unless you buy a PlayStation.
That's true.
So they're like, freak it. It's my best opportunity to get it. Put it like this. They probably think it's early access.
True.
And it's horrible. They also got social security numbers, passports. This is outrageous.
Yeah, I know. That's the part that does suck, though, is that they got, like, you know, they breach a lot of the employees' personal information, too. And that's a threat to them because now their I've been a victim of this, so I know how annoying it is when your personal information is out there. It's pretty much out there for life. So that part sucks, man.
I mean, one of the things they leaked out that Marvel Venom, which is not a surprise, is supposed to be coming out 2025, which is not a surprise. Wolverine, which I think we both thought was going to come at least no later than early 2025, is actually 2026.
Yeah. I mean, they also leaked some pretty interesting stuff. Spider-Man 3, we're now playing 2, but we know 3 is 5 years down the line.
You got to think about the Venom is a mid-gap between the Spider-Man games. It's like Miles Morales.
So Venom is the next big title for them, which is 2025.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah, I thought that Wolverine would be out, actually.
And like that's how I was stated. But you got to think of, like I said before, that Venom is just going to be the midway from Spider-Man 2 to Spider-Man 3.
Yes, that is correct.
And that's going to come out 2028, Mr. Amazing.
And also then followed by was the, Ratchet & Clank?
Yeah, which I love. Great game. Love that game.
I didn't play it. Well, that's more your thing, though.
Why is it more my thing?
Why you play it?
Why my thing, man?
You beat it?
Yeah, I beat it. It was good. I love that game.
No, I heard it was good. I just never played it.
You're supposed to come out 2029. Yeah. I mean, sorry, 20. Yeah,
oh, no, you're right. 2029.
Then also, the Marvel X-Men is coming out in 2030.
Yeah, so about 7 years from now. My thing is, now that this stuff is leaked, do you think Insomniac goes back into the drawing board and switch it all up just because it was leaked?
No.
I mean, these days are not physical hard deadlines. They would like to be done with them.
I mean, the storyline was leaked. Some of the stuff was leaked about where the location of where Wolverine be at and where, you know, some of the scenes be taking place. But I just think that, they might, if they have time to change stuff up.
More money, though, that's a problem. These games cost millions of dollars to make now.
Yeah, so
for you to sit there and switch little things up, it's going to cost.
It probably little things might get switched up, but like it's still alpha phase, so stuff is still working on.
I agree with that, man. I mean, it just sucks, to be honest with you, man.
I mean, also, a second new IP post-releasing in 2035.
Yeah, but they haven't touched what it is, though. So,
yeah.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, I expect big things, and Sonic is known for big things, so we'll see what happens with that. But I got a question for you. How do you think you police situations like that? Because we saw it with Grand Theft Auto 6. We've seen it with massive titles over the years. That's something that's just part of the new cyber world that we live in, and pretty much the gaming industry is going more towards the internet-based, you know, digital world. That's what we are now. My thing is, how do you police leaks? How do you say that? Because the people that got Insomniac, they were on the government's radar. So if they're on your government's radar, that means you're good at what you do. And they're relatively new What's the name of this? Leakers? Well, I don't know what you call these people. What's the name for them?
They're hackers.
Hackers. Thank you. They're relatively new hackers, from my understanding, but they're on the government's radar because it's with Gates, but then they go into people's bank information. You know, it expands. But my thing is, how do you police it? Do you pay them the $1.2 million they want? But if you do that, you're enabling them, though.
What do they say about movies? We don't go shit with terrorists.
You don't.
Terrorists.
No. And they did it. But they kept their word. They leaked it.
Yeah.
And that's also a blow to you, though.
But that's everybody. They leaked the Xbox, Capcom. Happens to everybody.
Understand.
Happens to us. But we don't got millions of dollars that go, you know, hold us ransom for.
But that's my question.
It's nothing we can do about it.
What do you do to stop it?
It's nothing you can stop it. It happens all the time around the world.
I mean, obviously, the first thing people are going to tell you is beef up your security. Beef up your IP.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to tell you.
But like I said, it's going to happen regardless.
But what I
think... Banks get violated.
Of course. Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Come on. It's hard.
But my thing is, I feel like strong... Like how remember how Nintendo made an example like that dude we spoke about maybe earlier this year?
Like, yeah, bro.
They sent him, a couple of years in jail. They went in. They sued him. Pretty much he's broke for the rest of his life, the guy. So my thing is, I think stronger measures need to be done so people think twice about doing
it. You're saying that once they get caught,
yes,
the actions
make
must be
severe. Make a crazy example out of them. So when someone gets caught, like Nintendo wasn't playing.
But I think this is way more simple when you're putting people... personal information out.
Of course.
Social security, passports. Yeah. You do the hammer's coming down like Thor.
Oh, well, yeah, because now you're looking into like more. I mean, even though they're all like some kind of federal law you're breaking, but like you said, you're messing with people's personal identification, so there is going to be consequences. But I just feel that outside of the consequences that you're going to face from a government, I feel like these gaming studios also have to press charges against these people. Like, you got to make an example out of them. You got to. I mean, I'm here saying that, and then Mike will be the first one to go probably go download an emulator and steal some rips from Game of Online, huh, Michael? Would you?
Do we have to name your friend and throw on the bus? Do we have to name your friend and throw on the bus?
Yo, move it on.
All right.
Move it on.
But back to the Venom game was supposed to come out in 2025, and the name of the game is Venom Lethal Protector, that leads into Spider-Man 3 after events of Spider-Man 2, Mr. Amazing.
Cool.
So, I mean, it's supposed to be like Miles Morales, a probably 8 to 10 hour.
Okay.
Yeah, 8 hour game. So that's how it's. And also, there was some multiplayer stuff coming on leading up to these Spider-Man games.
I got a question for you, because I forgot. Who made Miles Morales 2. Miles Morales. Who made that game? Was it Insomniac?
Yeah, Insomniac.
So why wasn't that on there?
On what?
On the leak. Like, why shouldn't Miles Morales 2 be in there too?
No, it's not Miles Morales 2. Not right now. It's a
Spider-Man. But that's a big gap, though.
It's a Spider-Man. Miles Morales is considered a Spider-Man game.
Oh, so they because I haven't played the second one yet, so I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's just game. So they're not gonna make a Spider-Man, no, Miles Morales.
It's a Spider-Man. It's
so like, now they're just doing it as one whole thing.
Yeah, it's a Spider-Man
game. Got it. I haven't played the second one, so I don't know, and I don't want people to leak it for me, so you know, mess things up for me. Okay, understood.
Because also they're saying multiplayer game we consider in the Spider-Man universe.
Okay.
So and they also say a combo game down the line. Reference it might be Spider-Man 3 being two parts.
Okay.
So it's kind of, I don't know, because my thing is a combo. Like, you have one Spider-Man part one and part two.
I can see that, though. I can see it.
If they do that, they might as well make it chapter one, Spider-Man 3, chapter one, then make Spider-Man, the next one, chapter two.
I'm okay with that if they do that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the movie. It's exactly what they're doing.
Or like Miles Morales movie they have right now.
Yeah, as I'm saying, like the movie. Just like the movie.
Brownie won't get a piece of the action of the podcast. Brownie, get off of Mr. Amazing.
Cat's all up on me, y'all, man. Came out of nowhere, man. Scared the crap out of me. Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Amazing. I was ashamed that it's another hack for in the gaming industry. And like I said, I agree with you. There should be more severe penalties for these individuals. Who does the hacking?
Yeah, I agree with you. You gotta set examples.
So, all right, Mr. Amazing. Let's go on to the next topic, Mr. Amazing. The next topic is, we talked about this before. Mm-hmm. China is no joke with these rules and regulations with youth getting deeply involved in video games. So, according to financial resources, the Chinese government is proposing new rules that could cap how much players can spend on video games and ban game designers for awarding daily logins. Oh, you know, wow. So you know how sometimes they'll give you an award, like a trophy for logging in, or, you know, those simple trophies.
Trophies. I know what you mean, trophies.
The crappy trophy. You know,
the brown trophy.
You get the brown trophy. The brown trophy.
The brown trophy. Oh, give me the game on easy. Oh, oh, you walk 5 miles. I know what you mean.
That's a Death Stranding trophy.
So China now is trying to restrict it because I guess they want.
But we discussed it before. We discussed it before.
Yeah, like we had discussions on that before. But they took measures already. And I don't know how much more measures they need to take.
I mean, according to this, because of that, they're planning to put new regulations. A lot of Chinese gaming companies have plummeted their stock.
Because of
Tencent stock plummeted because of this.
Wow. You think it's going to happen?
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah, me too. It's China we're talking about. Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen.
The rules proposed by the Chinese National Press and the Publication Administration include unspecified cap on how much players can spend with a game and ban developers for warning players for daily logins, which I said earlier. Rules were built on China's rules are already in place in China, reference to how many hours you can play. It limits minors to play video games between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m.
What the hell?
On Monday, on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and
yo, you just getting warmed up.
And holidays.
You just getting warmed up. 1 hour. That's crazy. So this only applies to minors. This doesn't apply to adults.
It only applies for minors.
Okay. But even so, man, even I got to be a little bit more fair. I'll say 2-hour window. 1-hour window, you just get warmed up. I don't know how I feel
and it's
about
on
this.
Friday, Saturday, and Sundays.
But that's the weekend for them, man. I mean, damn. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this one. Where I do believe we should have restrictions, I also don't feel like we should be... I feel like restrictions should come from
your parents.
Your guardians. Yes, exactly. Not from the government, because this is definitely what we would say, laissez-faire, keep your hands out my business. And so let me be a parent and let me decide how I want my hours spread across with my children. That's just what I'm saying.
But like I said, this announcement that came this past Friday surprised the gaming industry. And it's like China's, which I didn't really know, is one of the largest video game markets.
Of course, I believe that. I mean, I'm sure number one's probably Japan right there.
No. America. I thought America.
I think Japan and America is both. They have to be, Michael. Some of the biggest gaming things come out of Japan.
Totally Chinese video game sales have toppled over. How much, Mr. Mays, you think?
What's this? I didn't hear the question.
Okay, Chinese video game sales are what, Mr. Mason?
Chinese video game sales, like you're talking about, like per year?
Recent year.
I'm sure that's going to probably blow close to a billion. Close. What is it?
300 billion yen.
What is that equivalent to American dollars?
Equivalent of dollars, $42 billion.
Oh, okay, so wow. So
in the year 2023, Mr. Amazing.
Oh, it's a crazy lot. I mean, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
I mean, we also got to factor in that China has one of the biggest populations in the world too. So you have factored that into it too.
Like I said, Tencent Holding, which I invest in. Don't hate. The stock fell more than 11% because of this.
Wow. That's a big drop.
Yeah, so. NetEasy also stumbled, 17%. Wow.
See the global effect the video games have?
Yo, that's how it goes. So it's like, wow. But thank God we live in America. Might not be perfect, but thank God we live in America.
I'm with you there.
So, Mr. Amazing. All right, so you have anything else to say about this topic?
Nah.
You good?
I'm good, sir. Just think that ain't us. Nah, let me stop.
Well, Mr. Mays, let's go to our next topic. PlayStation 5 or so. How many copies, Mr. Amazing? Not copies, consoles.
50 million. That's a
50 million.
Very impressive number.
Outselling who, Mr. Amazing? The Xbox. PlayStation 4. Oh, yeah, it's like 3-1, man.
Yeah, I know.
We didn't have a competing with Xbox. We're competing with PlayStation 4, basically.
What was the PlayStation 4 at this point?
Oh, let me see. It took the PlayStation 4 160 weeks to hit that amount.
160 weeks.
Yes.
So that's roughly 52, 52, 3...
I'm not good at math.
You almost do a... 3.5 years. Yeah. About 3.5 years, right? Because 50 and 50 is 104, 52, 52, 104. Yeah, about 3.5 years, yo. And it's about the same pace. Because this is about the same life cycle. So it's about the same. They're about the same pace. This came a little quicker, I would say. But about the same pace.
It was quicker.
Yeah. So it's on par to break... So pretty much what Mike is trying to say,
it's on par
to set the record to break the all-time console sales.
I don't know. I'm not saying that.
If you're looking at the numbers.
I'm saying so on pace, I'll sell the PlayStation. I'll have better sales than the PlayStation 4 overall. It's getting limited limited competition for Microsoft, unfortunately. But Mr. Mason made the bolded prediction for next year. Mm-hmm. What, Mr. Mason? Tell the people.
When Nintendo's going to be one of the best selling systems. They don't know. What?
You didn't say that.
No, which one I mean? That's a lot of stuff. Mr. Mays,
you boldly stated
yes.
that Xbox will be the king of gaming next year.
I think 2024 is going to be the year. I have said that. I've been on record. I have said that. So. I think next year is going to be a big year for Xbox. I think we're going to get games we weren't expecting. Mm. And I think we're going to see Microsoft's money start to pay off for them, all the studios they bought. I think that's what we're going to see next year. So, and I'm confident with that one.
Okay. I have no objective to that.
Oh, so you agree?
I just agree. Microsoft, this is a big year for Microsoft.
It has to be.
Microsoft needs to show and improve.
It has to be a big
year. Or there's going to be problems.
It has to be. It's crazy because I saw the, you know, it's a holiday season. I saw Open Box. It was X. You know, so you know, it's not the most powerful thing in the world.
But it's the X. You talking about the X. You talking about the S or X?
The S, pardon me.
Yes.
I saw the S as open box. So I was like, how much? $80. I was like, yo.
What did you say?
No, $80 difference from the...
$80,
dude. I would have bought one for you. What the hell? I would have bought one for everybody. I already got one, yo.
It's your car and pick one up.
It was only $80 difference between that and an old brand new one. I was like, come on, man. I was like, really? I was like, the guy went to explain, he goes, the only difference is someone literally just opened and returned. So he goes, that's the only reason why it's only $18.
$18, that's it?
Yeah. I was thinking about it. I was like, Guardian, if it's like $50 to $60 less, maybe I'll get it. I was like, whatever, I'll just get it, just to have it. But I was like, that's only $18 difference. So I can still hold off until Microsoft has the game that I'm waiting for, which is Gears of War. That's the only game that gives me really to buy any kind of Xbox console at the moment. That's the only game that could get me right now. Right. And maybe Fable 4. I like Fable as well. But that said, Mike, man, we'll see what's going on with Microsoft next year. And, you know, shout out to Sony for 50 million units sold.
That's damn skippy. All right, Mr. Amazing. Let's go to the Nintendo news.
Oh, my king.
Yo, Donkey Kong Country. Guess what, Mr. Amazing?
It's getting a reboot?
Yep.
Nice.
No.
A new game?
No.
Oh, what then?
It's set to open spring 2024. Donkey Kong Country will have an area in Nintendo theme park in Japan, fun. Mr. Amazing.
Nice. That's deserving.
Yes, it's finally happening.
Yeah, refresh my memory, speaking of, you know, since we are in the theme parks. Did the one in Los Angeles open up yet?
I believe so.
It's open? Like, I can't remember.
Look it up.
I should look
into
that.
I know we discussed... I thought it was Florida, but look it up real quick.
It was Florida. No, I think it was Florida. I think it was California.
Universal Studios.
Let's see. So let's see if the Mario theme park. Oh, it looks like it has been. Let's see.
I believe so.
Super Nintendo World, Universal Studios Hollywood. Let's see. I'm gathering some information for you guys. Oh, of course, my computer wants to. Looks like it is open.
It's amazing. Work fast. Come on, man. I thought you was amazing.
Yeah, it's open.
It's open. I believe so. All right. Cause I know me, you was talking about we should go take you was gonna take your kids there. I was gonna take Adrian want to go.
Yeah, we gotta take the older kids. We gotta do this, man, because you know I think it's worth it.
So, did Adrian want to drag a boyfriend? I gotta pay for him.
Nope. Sorry, buddy. Find your way.
Okay, but Mr. Mason,
yes, sir.
The big attraction for this area is Donkey Kong Country. Have a roller coaster based on the game.
Oh, that's fun.
Which is the mine cart they have in the game. Yeah, the
mine cart.
Yeah.
I used to like it with the Diddy Kong.
Yeah, so that's the main attraction for that area.
Oh, okay, that's fun. That sounds actually, that's a great idea, actually.
Yeah, that's it's cool.
That's a great idea. I'm with that.
So what do you think will happen next?
Additions?
Anything with Zelda could work?
Anything with Zelda? I guess if you do a Zelda, it'll probably have to be like a castle theme.
I'm trying to think.
Something with a castle theme, I would guess.
How about a Luigi Mansion? Like a spooky house? That would be fun
if you could use a spooky house out of that. That's a great idea.
A haunted house
based on Luigi Mansion. That's a great idea. I'm sure at the Mario Bros. Mario Kart, it's probably number one of the things already got there. I haven't been there, but I'm pretty sure it is. What else catches can we implement in there?
I don't think Pikmin's gonna make it.
Well, probably not yet. Something with Yoshi's gonna be in there. Maybe a carousel with Yoshi's, different Yoshi colors. I can see that.
What else?
I gotta think.
A Pokemon thing?
Definitely.
Nintendo got their hands in Pokemon.
Yeah, definitely. These will be additions as the park over the years come. So, yeah, I can see that.
How about Star Fox?
I don't think Star Fox is that important. It's big to us, but it's not big enough where I think they'll make a theme, feature theme of it.
Well, they could do a Star Fox, like, 3D roller coaster movie thing. Where you know that people, Universal had that, all the
They had the Harry Potter one like that.
Yeah, someone like, they could do that.
Yeah, they can.
They could do that.
I mean, it's not a bad idea, but I don't think Star Fox is one that's in mind right now. I'm sure there's a whole bunch of ones that we're not thinking of right now that's going to come before it.
Okay. So let's go on to Xbox news, Mr. Mason. There was a statement made by Xbox CFO Tim Stewart, who was saying the company's mission is to bring their Game Pass subscription to every screen.
Yes.
Which, that means it's going to be anywhere. Your TV... And also,
laptop anywhere.
In some kind of Jedi mind trick way, saying that maybe Sony, maybe Nintendo.
I can see Nintendo because they spoke.
I told you no, it's not happening.
They spoke about it briefly.
It's not happening, Mr. Mason. Why you keep doing that?
I see it.
No, it's not happening.
It might not now, but eventually, I think it's gonna happen.
Our homeboy, Mr. Spencer, cleared it up in an interview with Windows Central, saying that the subscription first will not come to the competitors. Will not.
Okay.
But people change their minds, Mr. Mason.
Money talks.
But, like I said before, nowhere in hell that's coming to either Nintendo or PlayStation.
Right now, we don't see it. But like I said, people change their mind. People say no, and then it becomes yes eventually. We'll see. There could be some kind of merge where... You could put Game Pass on a Nintendo Switch if you allow Nintendo to whatever it is that they want in return.
Well, Phil Spencer made it specific in another interview saying they would not allow that people pick and choose what games they want to pick on Game Pass.
Oh.
It's either take the whole thing or nothing.
No. Okay.
So that's not going to happen.
Okay. If he stands by that, then, I mean, I can't argue that.
All right, Mr. Amazing. After shutting you down.
Uh-oh.
That was anything else to say?
Nah.
Thank you very much. But we're going to go to our trail of the week. Our trail of the week, Mr. Mason, Garfield.
Oh, even though Garfield had a movie coming out.
Garfield has a movie coming out, Mr. Mason.
Is it like cartoon theme or is it like based on real people and Garfield and Cat? Like what theme did they go with?
Mr. Mason.
Yes, sir.
Watch, listen, and let's go from there. All right?
Let's go.
Oh, And that's how I adopted John.
Okay, now have you ever been with a plate? Don't eat a spatula.
No, please, no. Ow, it's so hot. Ow, it's really hurting. Ow, ow, ow.
You deserve to be seen with somebody as fine.
Say when.
Never, John. Bury me in cheese.
I apologize in advance. The eating you're about to see will not be pretty. And if you have young children, this would be a good time for them to leave the room.
You ain't never seen nobody this fine.
Hey, Junior, this is Vic, my father.
You ever jumped a train?
I've never jumped.
Here's that stop.
Really? Where?
Ooh, Odie, you think he'd see that coming?
Let's get it. I deserve to be with somebody as fine as me.
Garfield the movie, yes, it's anime, Mr. Amazing.
And I like it so far. I like what I saw. It looks fun.
It's coming out summer 2024, Mr. Mm-hmm. Amazing. It has the main characters, as usual. Odie the dog.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Garfield himself.
Yes, 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 yes.
Played by Chris Pratt.
Played by Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt's making that money, baby.
He's everywhere.
And also our main man, Samuel Jackson.
Yep, that definitely. You know, so it's a nice little combination going on.
Yeah, Garfield's still doing the same thing, eating his fat behind off.
Getting his pasta lover. He pizza. Still does that.
And Samuel Jackson played his father in this role. Yeah, interesting.
Looks good. It's like a family-oriented movie. It looks like it's going to be a hit for summer 2024.
And I just hope it's better than the Garfield that Bill Murray played.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't that good.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? Let's see, Brownie's trying to get his own TV show. Brownie, no TV show for you.
I can do Garfield. I can play him. Do a live-action one. I can do it.
Yo, it's not about you, Brownie. The cat is here. Sorry, Brownie. He wants to get part of the action. But Mr. Mason, the big question is, do we green light it, yellow light it, or red light this?
That's a definite green for me on this one, man.
I totally agree. We green light this trailer, Mr. Mason.
Yes, sir. All
right, Mr. Mason, let's go to our next topic, Mr. Mason. Our Should We Care topic of the week. Our Should We Care topic of the week is, yo, Mr. Mason, guess what? Naughty Dog canceling the multiplayer game that was supposed to come out.
Well,
they're working on it for several years. The studio decided that the multiplayer game ain't worth it, and that's not them. I'm very happy they did that.
Why?
But, Mr. Mason, the thing is, should we care a lot, a little, or not at all about this?
Not at all, because I never saw anything of it, so I can't care for something I never saw. It was anticipation, and Naughty Dog's not known to be a multiplayer studio that does multiplayer games, so to me, it's like, I'm not missing out on nothing. So I don't care. Maybe I was curious, but curious gets me nowhere.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is our Should We Care topic of the week. And I was interested to see what it's about. I'm not a big multiplayer. I mean, it's supposed to be a live server game. Because they had the previous Last of Us, the first one, they had the multiplayer game, which is just a basic multiplayer game that then he had to keep putting more assets every year, like Destiny and other live service games. So basically, you play with your friends, blah, blah, blah. You might get a couple of skins. You might add a couple of extra maps. But that's something you're going to support for 3, 5, 10 years.
Gotcha.
Now. You know what I'm saying? So I guess, Mr. Mason, do you care a lot, a little, or not at all? I think you already said it, but say it again to the people.
I'm not at all, because I can't miss something I never saw. Not at all. If I saw trailers, I saw like clips of the game being development, I heard more noise. It was just noise to me. So to me, I don't care. And then they're not known for that. If you told me, yo, they had a new single player IP coming out, I'm a little hurt because that's what they're known for.
That's what they're known for. I totally agree. Didn't see it, don't care, and they're not known for that.
Yeah, exactly.
So we both give, we don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. All
right, Mr. Amazing. Let's go to our Shadow of the Week. We don't have a game to be unless you have one. So I just went straight to the Shadow of the Week.
I mean, the one I have is a little bit old, but...
I mean, the only thing I don't want to give the guys light, the people who actually hacks Insomniac and say they're Gangster of the Week. You know what I'm saying?
So nah, Air Wanks is good. You stole people's property. Yeah, identification, yeah, so, man. So you, know, you ain't getting no love for me for that one.
Nah, we didn't gonna mention them at all, reference to this. But we just go straight to the shout of the week. And the shout of the week goes to Rocksteady. The recent Arkham Asylum trilogy that's on the Switch, Mr. Amazing, mm-hmm. actually gave out shout out to the late Kevin Conroy.
Oh, nice.
So it was pointed out by Twitch user E-more posted a screenshot from the end of credits of Arkham Asylum, the 2009 game that kicks off the trilogy package. Upon completing Rocksteady Studios' landmark 3D Metroidvania game, this Nintendo Switch bundle, players are greeted with a black and white drawing of Gotham City with some yellowish orange text at the top left screen in the memory of Kevin Conroy.
Oh, nice, man. Voice of Batman, baby. Yep. That's what's up.
Yep, he is the voice of Batman in video games and in the animated series.
Nice. I think it's like over 3 decades of doing that, to be honest with you.
And he also, this won't be the last work he's been involved in. He'll be involved in Mr. Amazing, The Suicide Squad.
Oh, really?
Yes, he'll be voicing Batman.
Nice, nice, nice. Well, I'm guessing they filmed it right before he passed, or?
Yeah, his voice
AI.
We did talk about it. Yes, it's his voice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he died at 66 years old, which is
pretty young man.
Now these days. In last year, November, due to cancer.
Ah, oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so. All right, Mr. Amazing, you have anything else to say for this week?
Nah, I think we you did a good job, Michael.
Hello. Yo, Game Draft is back. Please like and subscribe. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Later. And, also, don't forget to catch a latest podcast that's coming out after this one. We talk about E3 is dead.
Literally.
Yes.
Pow, pow.